In the armchair sits the man, growing older. Into the sunlight run the children. In the park, the fragrance of freshly cut grass mingling with the roses and orange blossom. There we would pick blackberries, chase butterflies and bumblebees, play by the lily pond, tease the park keeper, swear. And later before tea time, we would raid orchards, our pockets stuffed with apples, pears and sour plums we never ate. And there would be someone there, a girl, who you would love forever. Holding hands, making promises, and when it was time to go, you would kiss, your insides tingling. It was always summer when you were young, and there were dreams. I remember that December night in the house I grew up in. The snow was falling in the streets. In the back bedroom, ice had gathered on the inside of the windowsill. In the dark, I watched your breath. Downstairs later on, you sat in the dark with your back against my armchair. The light from the gas fire dancing around your face. I stroked your hair as we looked out into the garden. The snow looked like it was never going to stop. A boy in a well looking up at the sky, looking up at the planes roaring. In the spring, the birds that have just survived the harsh winter are making their nest in the trees that are shooting green leaves again. I wonder why those boys climb up and steal their eggs. It's 2 in the afternoon. The sun is shining down the empty street. Wind is echoing outside, blowing the washing on the line. Miles away, in a field, I took you there one night. There was a banana moon. The wheat was blowing. That night, we touched each other forever. Miles away, in a field, I took you there one night. The wheat was blowing. Years ago, they built houses on that field. Days are getting darker now. Across the grey river, amongst the smoky cooling towers, the street lamps light up. The factories are closing. This side of the river is still. Only the voices of long ago children can be heard on the riverbank. Sometimes down this lane, the wind in the bushes reminds me of ghosts. Ruined he was, his mother's blue eyelids still aching in his brain. That long ago laughter echoing around the room. Her ghost still comes. He touches her once warm body, now cold as death. The house is forgotten. The windows like his mind bordered. The face that appeared at the glass appeared again in his sadness. Or was it his dreams? He never knew, for the gravestone still waited in the shop. Letters still hang about the floor, or do they? Voices of people he might have known, but not here, not now, possibly in some other life. Hands touch him, breathing down some dark tunnel, he hears them, following or dreaming, waiting at bus shelters for the coach that never comes. Thank you. At night I sat on the promenade listening to people speaking a language I could not understand. Looking out into this filthy coloured sea, I'm in a foreign country, no one knows me here, and this question keeps haunting me. If I jump into the sea, will anyone rescue me? I remember sitting in the back seat of a car, 70 miles an hour down the motorway, the wind shaking us, passing empty fields with different shades of green, and in the centre of a field, a single oak tree blowing. And you stood there waving. I turned and watched you. We pulled up, I ran back, my lip trembling, my heart beating through my t-shirt. But when I climbed the fence, I looked, but the tree stood alone, its branches swaying from side to side. Another day, another cold face, out of reach but always there, somewhere. In a field far away, walking amongst the wheat and the weeds, I think of you. Cleaning rooms in a house, afraid that they will talk about you. But always there is someone walking behind you, always someone walking behind me. In a dream I had the other night, you were there, crying. And there were familiar faces in another place, surrounding you, surrounding me. Tomorrow you will not be there or anywhere, and the leaves will continue to fall always. And somehow I will never be able to reach you again. Across an empty field for miles and miles, the wind blows to the grass. Across an empty field, there will only be me. Mother, I have thought of you often. I want you back to talk to me, because I feel like I've been lost in here for years. I feel no one can comfort this feeling. A small boy in a huge hostile planet. Come home from where you are. When sometimes at night I pass by your window, there is a blue light. And if I wait for a while, I see the curtains being drawn. But it's not you closing them, never you. And across the dark gardens, I try to picture you. Across the dark garden, I think of you and me, but nothing comes. On this journey, when I closed my eyes, I fell into a deep trance. I saw myself moving under an old railway bridge. There were weeds, ivy, moss, wildflowers, red, purple, yellow, the deepest colours I'd ever seen. A baby's smile. My grandmother cleaning her step in a house she lived in before I was born. She waved to me, the sun was shining but hazy, as I walked up the cobbled streets holding my mother's hand. Thinking here when the rest of the town is asleep, there is no one to touch. The traffic stopped hours ago, all is dark. I think of you, whoever you are, wherever you've gone, whatever you look like. I do not know where to begin in those eyes that draw me in, that move this tide inside. All night long as lights from traffic circle my wall, I lay awake thinking of your cold thin face, your smile, your coal dark hair. Tomorrow I will be working, and at 12 noon I will stop and think of you, climbing the steps of the plane that takes you to a place you call home. In a few weeks you may have forgotten, and maybe I would too, those short moments. Maybe every now and then I will receive a postcard, but things would have changed then. When I was young, I read The Little Mermaid, and it had a lasting effect on me. In those times when the world looked so shit, when I'd found it difficult to cope, I thought of going down to the Mersey, that horrible grey river, calling out and seeing if the mermaid would appear. That when life got so low, I'd call way beyond the shit-infested river to another place, and a beautiful mermaid with her long flowing locks would appear. She'd wave to me and I would dive in, and she'd take me by the hand. She would take me through the silence of the water, out at sea, through swarms of fish, past anemone, red, purple, waving their tentacles, past crabs' rays, and even over the top of the shipwreck, past coral and seaweed, until eventually we'd arrive at this underwater tunnel. A tunnel way beyond the reaches of explorers or technology. Through the tunnel we would swim until we would see daylight at the end, and we would arrive at another land, but all that troubled me disappeared, a land unspoiled by greed and cynicism. The mermaid would take me to my new home, a room in a castle overlooking the sea, and we would communicate through looking into each other's eyes, because that was the only honest form of communication. And through her gentle, clear eyes, all truths would unfold, and all my troubles would be lifted from me. Deserted for centuries, these ruins. As I sit on top of this hill, looking down, watching the dawn spread across acres and acres of fields, wind echoes through what was once possibly a courtyard. You knew why they had come. They say the world is changing. The garden grew dark, I kissed your cheek. Forever you would turn your eyes in my mind, over and over through dreams. Flames moved through me, crickets on the night air, the fire burnt low, our shoulders touched the leaves. From meditation you looked up, your face wet in the moonlight. Hyacinths grew the spring after, a red pollen staining my fingers. In falling snow a broken thorn, in darkness a blowing veil, while way off in the distance a wild dog. In the armchair by the fire sits the old man, the flames burning in his eyes, reflecting a memory, a boy, standing at the window with the rain pouring down, his future tears in an old man's eyes. Into the sunlight run the children, smiles across their faces. In the park, the fragrance of freshly cut grass mingling with the roses and buttercups. There we would pick blackberries, chase butterflies and bumblebees, play by the lily pond, tease the park keeper, swear, And later before tea time we would raid orchards, our pockets stuffed with apples, pears and sour plums we never ate. And there would be someone there, a girl, who you would love forever, holding hands, making promises, and when it was time to go you would kiss, your insides tingling. It was always summer when you were young, and there were dreams. Outside, the tea time traffic shoves and pushes. The lone voices of newspaper sellers echo across the city. It's December again. The leaves have fallen from the trees. Behind the curtains of a dirty window, a clock ticks, the seconds pushing. In a room, an old man shivers, reaches. In the armchair, a head drops. The fire burns alone. In the street, the traffic continues.